Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host. We are in the house. Hopefully we are getting everything set up, situated, so that we can go and grow together. I'm excited about tonight because I got some special guests that's going to be hanging out with us tonight. So we want you to go ahead and, hold on, let me get this out of the way. All kind of things be trying to come at you when you're just trying to get the right thing done. And hold on. Welcome again into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. We in the house. Got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. As I still try to prepare. You know, we was having some technical problems on last night, and tonight looked like the same thing trying to happen, but we gonna get beyond this. I got some amazing guests that's going to be hanging out with us tonight, so I want you to don't turn your radio down. Hang in there with us as we kicking off our new season of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host, Greg Shell. I am excited about just being real, you know what I mean? There's so many situations going on in the world. So many people, you know, cutting people down like trees. And so we just want to elevate you and let you know that all things are possible when you keep God first and hang around positive energy. Got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. I want you to get up, get yourself together as we get it in right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm telling you, somebody's smiling right now. I don't know who it is, but hold on. Look like I got my boy on the line here. Do I have my brother on the line? What's that?
Bless. How you doing, sir? Brother Grace. Highway Bill.
What's happening, Brother Grace? Grace saved my church.
Doing good.
Man. So, look at here, I'm trying to get all the bugs out. You know, I'm trying to engineer tonight. I don't have my big sister from Houston, Curry Capone, hanging out with me. So, you know, I got my CFO on the line, y'all. My chief financial officer, he go by the name of Antonio Grace. Yeah, we call him Brother Grace because Grace saved the church. And he's going to be hanging out with us tonight. What's happening, man, all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia? What's going on?
Hey, everything going good over here, sir. No big complaints. The weather a little chilly, but, hey, I won't complain. I was in Florida last weekend, so, hey, got to deal with the good with the bad. So I should stay the warm with the chill, however it may be. I'm doing good,
bro. You was in Florida last week?
Oh, yeah, man. It's my wife's birthday. She's a Halloween baby, so we went down to Palm Beach, Florida, and just kicked it up a little bit. had a good time, so it was nice. It was nice. We went down to the quiet scene area, you know, where you can just walk out across the pool and on the beach, you know, nothing big and flashy.
You was being romantic.
There you go. Traffic, keep it up.
Well, you know, I miss my brother. It's a pleasure to have you on the line with us tonight. We just going to, if you would, just go ahead and open us up with some prayer, man, because, boy, there's so much going on in the world. Open up with some prayer, and we got an amazing show lined up tonight. Tonight is the night, and it ain't the night that somebody going to do that. I hope not, but somebody probably doing it anyway. But anyway, welcome to the Greg Shell Show, and go ahead and pray for us, brother.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. You blessed us with, Lord God. You kept us all day long, Father God. You kept us, Lord God, safe from hurt and danger, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God, with a roof over our head, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the refrigerator and our cupboards, Lord God. So, Lord, we just say thank you, Lord. You are the orchestrator of our faith, Lord God. We'll continue to do what you do best. Bless the Greg Shell Show, Lord God, and help us with the technology, Lord God, as we push our way on through, Father God. But to the end, Lord God, we're going to stand on the promises of God. So have your way, Father God. Be with Kirby Capone, Lord God, while she's away at this very moment, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just say thank you for the new adventures we're going on, Lord God, the new constructions, the renovations, the updating, Lord God. We put it all in your hands, all in your hands, all in your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I got to clap that up, man.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Oh, well, guess what? Your boy learning some things. I'm learning how to carve it up. Ain't that something right here on the Greg Jell Show? I got on the line all the way from the ATL. He has taken on the responsibility of being my new manager right here for, you know, Greg Jell, whatever Greg Jell be getting down with. Here he is, y'all, none other than Wayne Cunningham. He's on the line. What's happening, brother?
Man, look, I'm elated to be a part of this godly venture. It's not something that it's something I need to do, it's something I want to do. So with your group, I'm elated.
He elated, Antonio. He's elated. I like to hear the word elated.
Hey, Greg, like a humble man, boy. Bless you,
watch
sir,
this, though.
Hold on a second.
I had to look back. Yeah.
Who that was? Brother Gray said he wanted to say something real quick. Go ahead, Brother Gray.
No, I'm just saying I like this humble man right here. I like being around humble men, boy, because they like giants in disguise. You keep doing what you're doing, bro. I'm listening to you. You got me sitting on the edge of my seat right now, so keep going, my brother.
Oh.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Well, Wayne, if you would, first of all, welcome to the Greg Jell Show. Thank you for being able to come hang out with us on such short notice. I really appreciate that aspect. If you would, tell us a little bit about who you are. Give us a little background on you, if you would, right here on the Greg Jell Show.
Okay, birth name, Wayne Cunningham. My business name is Yoda, like that little creature on Star or whatever the... But anyway, that's what they call me, Yoda.
Oh, Yoda?
So, Yoda.
Okay, Yoda.
Yoda. That's
the one got a little foggy ears. They told me my ears sparked out like that, but that's all right. I can hear with them.
That's right. Yoda World Entertainment Corporation.
World Entertainment Corporation. All right.
Yes, sir. And I look for artists, or artists mainly just come to me. I'm current manager for Jesse James, Southern Soul Blues singer, recording artist, Grammy Award, which he made I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
What that song is it? I Can Do Bad By Myself. He sang that?
Yes, sir, that's him.
So he don't need no help to starve to death. I don't need no help to starve to death neither. I can eat all my food by myself. I don't want to starve.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I just thought about it. Maybe the next show, right, we can I can have him on as a guest. Hello?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, I have to contact him and see what's going on. But, you know, I've been in this music, having this drive all my life. So... And I've been around music, international lines of theatrical stage employees, retired, 927 local in Atlanta, where we do theatrics, movies, conventions. We was doing the hip hop music award that was in Atlanta. We done that too.
Really?
So, yeah, I've been with them since '89, and I just retired like this year.
Yeah.
But I have the stage. I know about the stage. I learned quite a few things, but this is my aspirations to excel. And the only way I can excel is to help others excel spiritually, mentally. I can't say physically because I'm overweight, but other than that. I'm gonna help you, but I can help you with that spiritual and your soul, and that's how I speak to people. I don't speak to people's mind. I speak to their spirit. So that
Amen.
Always right there. You can't the truth. You can't change the truth.
Yeah. So how long have you been in the industry?
Wow.
So how long have you been in the industry?
I'm thinking. In 1977.
Dang.
Not even out of high school.
I was 7 years old when you turned up.
Yeah, and I was selected by this lady, Clarissa Church, from a studio called A through Z Recording Studio. She was strictly gospel, nothing else, no nonsense.
Yeah.
So I ended up, after about 2 weeks, the engineer that she had, he got caught up with some drugs. It was bad then. They gonna.
Dang, I thought she was strictly gossip. She was strictly gossip.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the engineer was strictly putting it up his nose. You know?
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh.
He trained me on a one live set. We went to Reverend R.L. White Church in Atlanta. We did a live recording. So I learned that, and then when he got locked up, we had another live recording to do, but he was nowhere around. Well, we committed. Guess who got to pull out the books on how to hook this up? And, you know, I did it at age 17 running a Fostex studio, 8-track, with the 8-track mixer, and then down to the left and right. What we know that. So I did that then, young. So I guess that pretty much when I started in the industry.
Well, first of all, I want to say this. Thank you and welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What do you think about Greg Shell as we get prepared for our big show out in Montgomery, Alabama? Montgomery, if you listen all over the world, we're coming to Montgomery with our live studio, in-house studio production for the Greg Shell Show in Montgomery, Alabama, at Miracle Deliverance Center. I'm looking forward for that. Reached out ABC. Look like ABC gonna be hanging out with us, and really, really excited. Want to let people know only 60 guests can attend. So if you are a business entrepreneur or any kind of preneur, we can get you out there in front of the masses. We'll be available on our new television broadcast, 172 million households. And with the radio broadcast, we are available in 7 million households as we get prepared for takeoff. Let me put a pin in real quick with you, Mr. Wayne. I want to just bring my CFO on the line. He's been with me through the trenches, through the ditches, and through it all. And he's hanging out with me as he get prepared to launch his brand new TV show in January when we launch our new network, TGS, the Believers Network, along with East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast Connection. And I'm really excited about that. So with that being said, Brother Grace, if you would, tell them a little bit about who you are and tell them about your brand new TV show and that you're looking for pastors and whoever that has a church that's trying to get it to the next level. Go ahead.
Hey, excellent, excellent, excellent. To all those that's on the lines, just listen out of your pastor or your ministry is looking for an upgrade and looking to renovate, pay off a bill, to buy new vehicles, build a family life center. That's what Grace Saved Our Church is all about. Since the pandemic, a lot of ministries have just went out of business. Some of them have grown due to technology. Some ministries just may need to do a new upgrade on their technology. That's what I'm here for. Grace Saved Our Church is not this grace, it's God's grace. And when we work together, then that's when things happen. It's all about unity. When we work together, we can do more together than apart. My biggest component to Grace Saved Our Church is quite simple. It's the mission for the reality show, Grace Saved Our Church, is to basically to assist and develop ministries of all sizes in creating a fluent cash flow using proven real estate renovations, acquisitions, or targeted funding and projects for the purpose of sustaining, that's the key thing, of sustaining a steady income. And not only that, but also for ministries communicating across different lines of communication. What happens is, in this world of funding, a ministry can partner with one another so both of them can attain what they both need. It's just one before the other. But they partner up together, and that's the biggest thing. If I can just go on a little small tangent, give you a little snapshot of what happens. I had two ministries that needed funding, and they needed funding to maybe to keep their ministry running. So I told them, I said, hey, look, I said, y'all both written space. Let's do this right here. I said, I can put y'all into a building, and then one of you all will own this ministry, but both of you all will maintain it. So what will happen is one would keep half of the revenue for their time when they do their services, and the other one would keep all of theirs for the bills to be paid for that ministry. But when it's time to grow, they will be able to use both ministries' profits and loss statements. I've already had it set up. Do you know what the biggest problem was? They wanted to know whose name was going to be on the building. Can we please get along with one each other?
Can we please get along?
So the thing about it is, if you really want to make something happen, if it's just you and your ministry, I don't care if you got 10 members, I can show you how to make yourself productive. And one of the things that we fail to realize, our young people like giving. They love technology. They love all these high-tech things. But they believe in things that are realistic. They want to see a beginning, and they want to see an ending. They want to see the balloon being filled up in air. They want to see the balloon float through the sky. You cannot do no shell moving obstacles with young people. They want to see it now, but they will put into it now. So I'm just here to tell you, Grace Save That Church have many avenues of cash flowing, refinancing, paying off mortgages for the ministry. If it's attached to real estate, then Grace Save That Church is right here for you. With that being said, back to you, Mr. Greg.
Thank you so much. Let me clap that up, man. I tell you, boy.
Yo.
Hey, you know what? Y'all make me smile because this is the nucleus of Greg Shell, because I've been on ice for 11 years just learning the business, seeing the pros and the cons and all the cons, for real. A lot of cons. Con artists. And I'm talking about they think they all that, but God is all that with me, because he supernaturally give me vision of discernment to see who is who and what is what. So when you think you're playing with yourself. With that being said, y'all, I'm going to play a song off my CD with my new manager on the line and my CFO on the line, and want to hear what y'all think about it. Here it is. It's called God's Love Will Reign. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
God's love will reign. God's love made it through the storm.
to the Greg Shell Show. What y'all thought about that track right there? Wait a minute. Hey, no. Ooh. What y'all thought about that track right there, man? Ooh, we, you know, that's been 11 years in the making.
Hey, man,
that's
yeah.
Right,
hey,
right,
but listen, though. Hey,
huh?
Greg, I have Mr. Jesse James on the line. He would like
you
to say
hello.
You
got Jesse James on the line that's saying, I can do bad by myself?
Mr. I can do bad all by myself. Yes.
Oh, well, welcome to the Greg Shell Show, Mr. Jesse James. I just want to tell you, I am one of your biggest fans. I used to watch my mama. She done passed on, God rest her soul. She used to get out on her knee when you sung, I can do bad by myself. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What's happening, brother?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in here, man. I'm glad to be on the show, man. I hear y'all having a good time now.
What do you think? Man, it's just an honor to be able to, you know, be real. R-E-L, because R-E-L ain't real.
I'm going to tell Wayne. Wayne said you done put a claim on that thing.
Yeah, I put a claim on
it. I had to put a ring on. Wayne put a ring on my finger, and I put one on here. Now we tied up.
Greg, I like to talk about my new girlfriend.
Huh?
Oh
yeah.
You got the new girlfriend. So wait before you give me the new girlfriend. I need to get. You just gave me some milk, and now I'm eating egg. You trying to choke me with a chicken?
No, man. Hey, just get some water. Just drink water by it. That way you won't choke.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say welcome to the show, Mr. Jesse James. You are an iconic recording artist, and it's just an honor and a privilege to have you on the first season of the Greg Shell Show. So I know that this is a new beginning for all of us, and I just want to welcome you into the show. CFO, go ahead and say hey to Mr.
Yeah.
Jesse James.
How y'all? Everybody all right?
Everybody good, man. How you been, man? Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. I'm doing all right. It wouldn't do no good to complain, no way.
Yeah, because you already told them you can do bad by yourself. Tell them a little bit about who Jesse Jane is and how, you know, how your career got started and all that stuff.
Oh, man, I got started. I was, my mother sang in church, and they used to broadcast on the radio, and we used to gather around the radio, and she was one of the lead singers in the choir, and so I said, look, I want to be like my mama, so I started singing, man, and then I started listening to Sam Cooke and all these people, man. I said, oh, I can do this. Bobby Bland, all of them, I could do this. So that's what started me, man. I started making my own records, and everything started happening right away.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And if you could encourage someone that's out there that's trying to make it in the music industry right now, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to them tonight?
I would tell them, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. If you believe in yourself, then that's where you're supposed to go. But whatever you're supposed to do is us on you. Don't let people tell you not to do this or you can't do that and all that. No, you can do it.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, I want to let you know we got the brand new, my new TV show getting ready to come on. So I want to have you live on my TV show. We're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama, December the 9th. We're going to be with the Greg Shell television show, available in 172 million households. I don't even know how to swallow that.
Yeah, that's great, man. But, you know, I can't just say I can't do it right now. That's another thing that might interfere. And I don't like to give my word on nothing unless I'm for sure I can do it. But I'm definitely going to keep that in mind about doing it.
Well, the moral of the story is this. You know, technology is so savvy right now. I'm doing a radio show. I'm actually engineering the show from where I'm at. Here in Orlando, Florida. You know what I mean? So I'm just excited that. Let me bring Realm Dynamite online. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? My name
I'm dynamite, I'm sharp too. I bought up my coat, my toenails just cut through my sock. Dang, how y'all doing? All y'all good folks on Greg Shell Show. Greg Shell, that boy moving on up loud. He done been in movies and everything up there in that new movie called Four Time Pimping. And he up there talking about preaching. He a preaching pimp. I ain't never seen no preaching pimp, but he a pimp. And he be getting them people in order. Y'all watch it on Tubi. It's on Tubi, T-U-B-I, the Greg Shell Show. And he allowed me 5 minutes to be on his show every time. And then people trying to stop me from getting on his show because I was telling people to send me some cash out to help fund my church, because my church, you know, I need a door knob on my right side of my other church. And Brother Grace, you on the line. I need to talk to you, man, because I'm telling you, you say Grace sell your church. I need to save my church, because I got them young girls out there. I had to spray water on them. So, and I tell them, don't wear no tops. Just spray the water on them so we can get that money. And watch them cars. That's what we doing right here. So I'm Greg Shell, biggest fan. Cause he look out for me. You know, you like to be with people that look out for you. You know what I mean? Somebody don't look out for you. And y'all, if y'all want to help me with my church, you can go ahead and send it to Reverend Dynamite. Dollar sign. And the name of my church is down by the river, Jehovah Witness Baptist Missionary Sanctuary Church. And you don't want to miss it. We have a whole good time over there. You know, we got a cannabis shop right around the corner. If you want to smoke a little bit, ain't nothing wrong with it. Get your eyes right. Y'all have an email right here. Dynamite, wait a minute. You can't do that, man. Don't do that right there. You can't do that right there. Let me get back to Mr. Jesse Jane. I'm sorry about that, y'all. He don't know how to act. He got some new gaiters on and riding his new Lexus. Boy, he off the chain. But he my friend, though. A lot of people don't like him.
I can't help him. I can't help him save his church, but I can probably help him save his soul.
Well, he need a little bit of both. He did something the other day, man. You know, I'm trying to get the new season up because it's Christmas time, and you know I got new beginnings and new stuff going on. And he did something. He had some white pants on. I seen a brown streak going down the side of his leg. I tried to figure out what it was, and come to find out, he said he hadn't made an error. I ain't laughing at it, but you know, I tell him he probably need to wear the pen or something when he coming out like that. And white, don't wear white.
No, leave that white on.
Don't wear white, but it ain't coffee. Right. Oh, the girl says, Brother Wayne.
Yeah.
You got another artist, too. You got another artist. What'd you say that other artist's name is?
Christopher Willis.
Christopher Willis.
Yeah, Chris, it'll be on YouTube. Chris, I didn't send you that, though. I'm going to send it to you in just a second. Chris Willis, and he's multi-talented. He was on a video with Lady Gaga. He's
no.
From overseas, house techno. Yeah, he's yep.
I want to say this to all the artists and stuff that's listening out there. If you have a idea, if you have a record or some music and it's positive, as long as it ain't got no degrading words in it, we would love to house you on our new broadcast. We're going to be coming on. This is not our final hour. We coming on now from 8 to 9, but Brother Wayne, I ain't tell you this. They want me to come on like in the daytime, like from 4 to 6. Ain't that something?
Oh, that's a good time.
Man.
They want me to come on like the big whoop the whoops.
That's drive time. That's drive time, man. People stuck in them cars. They ain't got no choice but to listen.
And in them offices, too. They be stuck up in there. Brother Gray, tell them about the SHG program where we can help them, save some money and put some money back in their pocket. We're also going to talk about gold and silver.
So sure enough, not a problem. And the SHG program is website is up on the construction right now. But we have a bank program that's been kicked off. It's going to be launched on December the 5th. 5 is good for me. Those are new beginnings, new grace. So I put together a signing list. We're going to do something that has not been done before. We're going to it's called stacking. We're going to put all of our business minded people into the system first, okay? And it's Christmas time. You know, a lot of folks are are trying to buy gifts and stuff, but we're going to show you how to get dollar on dollar. Okay, this is going to be the number one reward program there is. There's no other savings or reward program that gives you dollar for dollar. So what you spend is also what you get. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. This is going to be the very first of its kind that's going to be done the way I'm putting it together. And I'm starting it off first come, first serve. But it's called Bank the Bank. Bank
where
the Bank.
Go?
Can you hear me? We're going to call
it
Bank the Bank. Bank
the Bank, baby. I love Bank
the
Bank, baby. And this ain't got nothing to do with doom, 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 doom. Well, listen. You know, we got the new movie coming out, In the Pastor's Study. It's going to debut in February 2024. I'm one of the executive producers also. I am one of the co-stars. I play Deacon Osteen. In this movie, TV series, stage play, and book. Ain't that something? Yeah, because I want to encourage somebody tonight. Just because you last don't mean you're out of the game. Last, the Bible says the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Me and brother Grace been together for 3 years right now. It don't even seem like it, but we've been together 3 years and some change. And God has been, you know, before you can do business with a person, you got to know the business. You got to know who you're hanging out with. So I'm glad that God has put us in the path of great people. Mr. Jesse James, I just want to tell you, I love your song, and we got to get it so I can play it on the radio. I want to play it on this station, and I want to do an exclusive on you because you are an iconic artist to me. You remember that song? You remember the song, Brother Grace, I Can Do Bad by Myself?
Well, look here, I'm ready to get his autograph and take a photograph with him. I hear
you.
You
ready? Well, watch this. My partner from Full Time Pimpin', he wrote, he did the movie Full Time Pimpin'. Of course, I played one of the co-stars in that movie. It's available on Tubi. But this is his song. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it. I know some people are going to get mad, but the only person going to get mad is the ones that's the devil. Here it is. It's called God's Word. Y'all hear it first right here on the Great Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, man, I got to get off here, man.
I know. The Bible says they will come. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake one.
All you fake pastors. All you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. God's word,
to be made you will.
God's word,
to be manipulated.
God's word,
to be twisted.
God's word will.
But if you were chosen though, so now you're up and go like you were chosen, yo. You just went, now you're putting on Sunday shows, throwing off your Sunday clothes. Could you do it for the money? Liar, cast rule everything around you. Fire will consume you. Better retire. Better make it make before your time is expired. Fake preacher, you are down to the wire.
Right there, I like that. Young man, like that right there. That's
you know,
right.
There's a theme song for In the Pastor's Study.
Yeah, that's gonna work out good. That's gonna work out real good.
Brother Wayne, what you thought about that, brother?
Man, I was too busy walking to the left and the right. I ain't hear none of the words.
You did?
Not really.
Oh.
I'm multitasking at home, and I just listened to the music, and I didn't concentrate on what was being said. And Mr. James had to go, so glad he came on.
Well, you tell Mr. James we are just so excited. We were just elated to have a superstar on the line with us. Ain't that right? Ain't that right, Brother Grace? Guess what? We've had Jerry Bell. He's been on the show. He with the group Lakeside. You know that song? I wanna hold your hand.
Yep.
Oh, girl, I tell you something. He sang that song right there.
Hey, good job, Lord. Allow me to toot my horn one time because I forgot. I got 1,000 stories, and I forgot to mention that.
Well, let me ask you. Y'all remember United Black Expo?
Remember who?
The Black Expo USA.
Black Expo, of course.
Not from the 90s, okay? That was ran by the great-great-grandson of the man from Sears and Roebuck. He was a black man. And the CEO was Jerry Roebuck. Well, I used to work for Black Expo USA as backstage security and whatever I could do. I'm there. I'm a soldier. Soldier of God.
Well, watch this. I want to let everybody know that's listening in, tune in to the Greg Shell Show, that we're going to have a variety of music being played. We're just getting our formats together. We're going to have an artist showcase. We're going to be playing jazz. We're going to have old school R&B. We have country and western. We're going to have Caribbean music. We have a variety of music playing because we're coming on 5 days a weekend. If you know anyone that interested in having their own radio show, their own podcast on our platform, they definitely can. We offer those opportunities as well. lot of new shows coming on our network next year. We getting everybody involved right now. If you have an idea about a new movie, a new TV show, a product, brand, whatever, we are that entity that can help assist you. Brother Grace, if you would, tell them a little bit about the $25 pitch.
Yes, sir. $25 pitch is going to be just what you need. We're going to pitch your birthday, pitch your anniversary, pitch your website, pitch your song, pitch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, who's on first, who's on second, who's on third. Watch out, Grand Slam coming your way. You'll be able to pitch for $25, whatever it is, you got to send it in. So we can clarify and it's bona fide and it's certified. And with that being said, it's back to you, Mr. Shell.
Man, you bad to the bone. Brother Wayne.
Yeah.
What do you think about my CF and O? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. He's the only one that I would trust.
Well, watch this, right? We got about 13 minutes left for the show. Wayne, I want you to reach out. We want to let you know that you can rebroadcast and listen to our broadcast live from your car, from your Bluetooth. Any device you can listen, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Greg Shell Show #3. And 3 stands for completion. I want to tell y'all know 3 people was on the phone, right? It's 3 of us on the phone tonight. And then the 4th one came in, which was just Jane. So a 3-4 cord is uneasily broken. So y'all know God up to something serious, right?
Hey, man. I always bring the
Yeah, watch this. I'm going to have my pastor on the line tomorrow, all the way out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from Jesus Team Ministries. He's going to be on the line with us on tomorrow. We also going to have executive producers from several new movies. I'm going to keep that hidden out. But we're against human trafficking. So we did a show with Vivica Fox and Full Force. And we did that a while back. I didn't tell you, Wayne, my show was the show to go to here in Orlando for America's Got Talent. Where it was about 3,000 or 4,000 people in line and waiting and camping out. All the people was able to come to the front of the line with the Greg Shell Show. Ain't that something? Let me give you a little backdrop about it, right? My brother-in-law, he had just passed away, and, you know, my phone was ringing a lot, and then someone called me and said, "Are you Greg Shell?" And I'd say, yeah, you know, you'd be reluctant because you don't know if it's a town. One of them spam calls and, you know, one of them, you know, bill collectors and stuff. But I don't have a bill collector because I ain't got the money to pay. I tell them I ain't got the money right now to pay you. So you got to wait it out like everybody else. So anyway, they say, "We from America's Got Talent and we looking for Greg Shell. We want to use his show to get talent in Orlando." And I say, "Yeah, right, I'm Steve Harvey." And they say, for real, we are. And so, I said, "Well, send me an email with your logo." Man, when they send me that email with that logo, I'm going to fill out. His name was Lewis. I'll never forget his name was Lewis. He was the agent that referred me. And I don't know. I just want to share this with someone. You never know who's watching you. You never know who God has assigned. So go ahead and stick to your assignment. You know, just because they say you're out of the game don't mean you're out of the game. You're probably the best player in the game. So I want to encourage somebody tonight with these words of wisdom by just saying, blow your dreams off. This is a season that God is restoring and giving individuals new beginnings, new reasons to do great things. You know, COVID, when people was talking about COVID actually blessed me. I'm so sorry for the loss of other, you know, people who lost loved ones and didn't get an opportunity to get proper, you know, get things done properly. But God said all things work together for our good. So I want to encourage somebody you know, this is not a religious show. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 that there's a time for everything under the sun. Time to laugh, dance. There's a time to love, a time to hate, a time to, just read it for yourself, you know what I mean? But I want to just encourage you tonight that you can be whatever you want to be if you believe with mustard seed faith and get around positive people. Brother Grace has always been a positive piece, and that's why he holds the position that he has with me. And God said he'll give you favor of God and men. And Brother Wayne, I want to tell you, welcome aboard. You want to go ahead and give him a formal welcome on board, Brother Grace?
Yes, sir. I just want to say welcome aboard, my brother. Buckle up your seatbelt, kick off your shoes, lean back, and we're going to put it on cruise control, and we're going to ride until these wheels fall off. Welcome aboard.
Hey. Let me do a welcome song. Say, you know how you say happy birthday to you? We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Mr. Wayne Cunningham to you. On the Greg Shell Show.
Thank
we
you.
live all the way live. We even had a slip, and we even had a slide. We do live remotes too. Everybody, if you're listening, if you got a product, a brand, you're trying to get it to the nation, we are that hub. We can definitely help you. And we want you to go ahead and get ready and get your ads in and your advertisers, your sponsorship dollars together for Grace Save My Church. And it's going to be debuting really soon. We got the trailer. We got the trailer available and stuff. So we're getting ready for takeoff. So, you know, you ain't got to do nothing out of the ordinary to be extraordinary with us. We just want you to be real, R-E-E-L. And, you know, everybody's money we don't want. So if you thank you all that, you stay on over there where you at. But we want you to be all you can be and help grow somebody else so that they can grow. Before you leave the earth, you can leave a legacy that someone else can grow off of. That's what's happening now. Y'all, we got some closing. We're getting ready to shut down a little bit. Brother Grace, what's going on out there in Williamsburg, Virginia?
Hey, Williamsburg, Virginia right here is still the colonial Williamsburg area. It's the top tourist place, but I'm here to tell you, it's chilly tonight, so long as it's got some chili, you're going to need some chili to go along with this chili.
It's chilly. You need some chili to go along with the chili.
That's good.
I'm actually here in Orlando, Florida. Watch this, right? Y'all know this is bad. You in Virginia. I'm in Orlando, the number one tourist attraction spot in the world, where over 83 million people come a year. So we're going to do some big stuff here. We got big Christmas stuff coming up, big Christmas shows. And my brother is in the AT and the L. What's going on in ATL, man? What is it like out there?
Well, it's a little cool. Fall weather here and then it may be hot.
It may be hot
and cold. I mean, we call it pneumonia weather. So, but it's not raining or anything, man. It's just nice fall.
Oh. So why is this? What do you think about the Greg Shell Show? This is your first time on the air with us. We still working, getting the kinks out. I guess, you know, get the music. We got to get the, because we're going to open our own studio, man. We gotta have our own studio piece. We got to do all of that. So what do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
Well, I know that I'm in the right place, and I know that God has given me many talents that's going to be used. I mean, man, but I love the show. That's all I said, elated. I love the show, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Now, I appreciate you guys for accepting me as a true believer in God.
Amen. Well, without God, we can't do anything. And, you know, whether you are R&B singer, whatever type of singer you are, don't let nobody crush your dreams. You know what I mean? Because everybody, I've heard people say when gospel rappers come to church, you know, that ain't God's music. No, that's God's music, because if God gave him the gift to want to rap about God, you know, what's wrong with that? You know, he wasn't brought up picking no peas or pulling no cotton off a piece. You know what I mean? So everybody got different pieces. So we just want to encourage somebody. Don't shoot down people, you know. You don't shoot them down. Don't cut them down. Just let, you know, whatever they doing, let God do it, for, you know, catch up with them, you know what I mean? And let's just try to stay positive. I don't like being around no negative energy, period. What do you think about that as we close out, Brother Grace?
Hey, that sounds good. All I want to just say is this right here, and it's very important, that everyone can afford to dream. However, the journey will cost you something dearly. Everyone has the opportunity to dream. However, the journey will cost you something dearly. Back at you,
sir. It's going to cause you to dream, boy. I'm telling you, because you think selling, what they say, selling dope, man. Boy, you tell somebody your dream, boy, they shoot you down on every level.
Don't they? You can't tell them, but you want to tell somebody.
No, you can't tell them, though. You got to ask God to give you the right people to talk to, like us three on the line. You have to have like-minded individuals together. And we just want to encourage you and thank everyone for tuning in to the show tonight. Hopefully, you know, as we, you know, still grow and go, we trying to get all the kinks out and just, you know, doing everything decent and in order, but in a powerful way that's going to reflect good energy. So if you're a singer, songwriter, producer, filmmaker, whatever, we definitely are looking to hear from you. You can reach out to us at 689-286-8825. And Brother Grace, if they're trying to get up with you, how would they reach you?
They can reach me at 757-676-2886. I give you my numbers direct because I want you to be able to reach me directly. 757-676-2886. If our line is busy, please leave me a message, a detailed message, and I'll get back to you. Back at the service.
Dang. Brother Wayne, y'all know I don't talk for myself no more. God gave me a manager. A manager. So, Brother Wayne, if they want to get up with me, what they got, how they get up with me?
You can call me direct also. Wayne Cunningham. 404-957-1011.
Say that again. That sounds like one of them songs that Purple Rain uses ain't print.
Yeah. Okay, it's 404-957-1011.
Yep. And we want you to visit us online at eastcoastwestcoast.live as we prepare for our official launch in January 2024. Really excited about it. Y'all, want you to go ahead and start getting your tickets for our pre-Christmas show in Montgomery, Alabama, December the 9th. Go ahead and stick a pin in it. It's going to be in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama. We will have information tomorrow where you can win you some tickets to come hang out with us. Your business can win some tickets on, probably can win a free commercial, 15-second commercial, 30-second commercial, like that. That's what we're doing right here. We want to see your brand grow. And we want to thank everyone for listening in to the Greg Shell Show. We want to give a love shout-out to Curvy Capone Productions in beautiful Houston, Texas tonight. Also, to everyone that's listening tonight, we want to encourage you to stay safe, love God, and be real with yourself in Jesus' name. Have a great evening, and God bless you, and we'll talk tomorrow, guys. We're at 8 o'clock, same time. Keep it locked right here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. The number three. All right? With that being said, y'all have a wonderful evening. I'm going to close out with an old school singer on my track called Jesus Will Make a Way. Mary Stable, thank you for the beat. We gonna work it out together. Y'all end it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Have a great evening. God bless. I guess not. Sorry, y'all. Have a great day.